And good morning. It's Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. This coming week is the third annual Multicultural Education Week at Salve Regina University in Newport. One of the events scheduled is called You've Crossed the Line, Comedy, Diversity, and Freedom of Speech. With me in the studio this morning are the executive producers of this presentation, Taya Arboleda and Deb Farrar-Parkman. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for stopping by Rhode Island Public Radio.
Good morning, Chuck.
Taya Arboleda, the press release says you're an entertainer, producer, director, and professor, and that You've Crossed the Line is your brainchild. You're also the host of the show. So tell us what's in store for anyone who attends.
Well, let's see. I think it's a chance for people to really engage in critical decision-making about freedom of speech, the First Amendment, under the umbrella of comedy.
So you have comedians who are in front of judges, and there's an audience participation element to this as well. How exactly does that work?
Well, the judges will commit to making decisions as to who was funny, who crossed the line, but the audience gets a chance to do that as well using software and these remote clickers that they get to choose, you know, one out of eight or so decisions about race, culture, ethnicity, gender.
And Deb Farrar-Parkman, in addition to co-producing the show, you're going to be one of the comedians doing a performance, I understand.
I am.
This is not your usual stand-up gig, though. Have you ever done anything like this before?
It's going to be interesting, but I it's like work. You know, I also have a day job, so it's kind of like, you know, it's like your boss, you know, you do something and your boss is standing over your shoulder. You've done that right, you've done that wrong in my office now. So I think it's kind of looking at it like another work day.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What is your hope slash expectation for how the audience dialogue part of the show goes?
I'm actually hoping that it opens up the floodgate for dialogue, because it will be primarily students. And one of the reasons that we thought we would bring this to the college campus is because it's the first time, really, that young people get away from their home life, from sort of the preconceived prejudices that are instilled in them at home. And, you know, there's this humor. Everybody laughs at comedy, and we really get a chance to talk about what is funny and what isn't funny. You know, the whole Sterling incident, you know, Rosie O'Donnell, Michael Richards. There's just so much that's layered in. Oh, but it's comedy. Is it really?
So, for example, if you say something that hurts someone else, do you have to say that particular thing to be funny? And usually the answer is no, you can actually be funny without actually crossing the line.
Now, I understand this is a pilot program. You would like to see this go around the country, right?
That's correct, yes. So we're doing a multi-camera shoot at Salve Regina, and we're recording it for the purposes of creating a promo so that we can propagate this throughout the country.
Yeah, one of the elements we're really looking forward to is Richard Pryor's daughter will be participating in this, Rain Pryor, and she is biracial. Her mother is Jewish, and her father, of course, was African-American. So,
who else is going to be there, and what are their ethnic backgrounds?
Well, Wes Hazard is African-American. Tisa is Muslim. It's a sort of self-identify, how they self-identify. Eileen Fisher is lesbian Jewish. Deb Farrar-Parkman, I don't know, Deb, you gotta,
I'm African-American.
Great. Uh-huh. And then Raj is Indian-American.
And Taya,
yes.
Diversity would seem to be a word invented just for you. I mean, what is your background?
My father is African American, Native American, Filipino Chinese.
Okay.
And my mother's German Danish. And I was born in Brooklyn, New York, but I grew up in Japan. And we have two adopted daughters, both who are ethnically Chinese.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's an interesting house.
Well, the show, again, is called You've Crossed the Line, Comedy, Diversity, and Freedom of Speech. It's Wednesday night, February 25th at 7 p.m. at Bizarsky Lecture Hall at Salve Regina University in Newport. Taya Arboleda and Deb Farrar-Parkman, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you very
us,
much.
And
Appreciate
we apologize
it.
If we've crossed the line in any way, shape, or form.
We can continue crossing the line.
I'll move the line, so it's fine. Don't worry.
If you would like more information about the program, you go to entertainingdiversity.com, and you will find it there under live programs.
I'm Chuck Hinman. It's Weekend Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.